to, again, turn to the book of Mark, chapter 10. We began last week at looking at the healing of Bartimaeus. We see that Matthew and Luke also record this event. We see from Matthew's account that there were two blind men. Mark focuses in on one of the two, and Mark is the only one who gives us his name, that being Bartimaeus. We'll begin reading with verse 46 down through the end of the chapter. And they, that is Jesus, and those who were following him, came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. We looked last week at the condition of Bartimaeus. He, of course, was blind, which created a host of other problems, one of them being that he was poverty-stricken, and he was living a life of very gloomy routine. Every day, no doubt, he would go probably to the same place, and he would sit on the side of the road, and he would beg and plead with the passerbys, and they, of course, would throw in a few coins, enough perhaps for Bartimaeus to buy food for that day. We come now to, we see that there's quite a difference between verse 46, Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging, and the last words of verse 52, and followed Jesus in the way. Quite a contrast. A great change has taken place between verse 46 and verse 52. And what had taken place was a personal encounter with Christ. This will always result in a great change. It'll always result in a positive and a beneficial change. And this was the case with Bartimaeus. So we're going to begin to look at his encounter with Christ. Again, Mark's account reads, blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging. There he is. He's in darkness. He's in the nothingness of poverty. He's sitting there with his hand out. He's begging. He's pleading. Just trying to survive another day. That, of course, is a very accurate picture of many, if not most. very accurate picture of the lives of both the unsaved and the saved, just trying to survive another day. As he's sitting there, he cannot see, but he could hear that there were more people than usual in the street. It was noisier than usual. He could hear an excitement in the air, and he could sense that something was happening. Something extraordinary was going on. And notice in Luke 18, verse 36, and hearing the multitude pass by. Again, he could sense excitement in the air, and it's much noisier than usual. He asked what it meant. What's happening? What's going on? They replied, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Now it is obvious from what would transpire next that Bartimaeus had heard of Jesus of Nazareth. He knew something about Jesus of Nazareth. But those words, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by, are wonderful words. It's like we read in Luke chapter 19 concerning Zacchaeus, and he came to the place. Jesus had now come to the place where Bartimaeus was. That brought hope to Bartimaeus. Jesus simply coming to the place changed a scene of hopelessness to a place of hope. Again, those are wonderful words. Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Those are wonderful words because of who Jesus is. You think about everything that Jesus is, and we could go on for the rest of our lives talking about who Jesus is. But that's what makes these words so wonderful, that considering who he has now come to the place where Bartimaeus was. Jesus is God, and he came to where Bartimaeus was. He's the creator. He is the sustainer of all things. And he is in the place where Bartimaeus is. He is the Almighty One, the possessor of all power, both in heaven and in earth. So when Jesus comes to a place, that's extraordinary. Jesus, of course, is omniscient. He knows everything there is to know about Bartimaeus. He knows how long Bartimaeus has been blind. He knows how long Bartimaeus sits there. He knows everything about him. He knows what he will do that day. He knows what Bartimaeus will do that day. So Jesus passeth by. Jesus, the one who is the only way to God, has now come to the place where Bartimaeus is sitting. Jesus, the one and only door into the blessings of God, he has now come to that place. Jesus, the one and only mediator between God and man, has come to that place. So this creates hope. He is the greatest of all. He is above all. He is beyond all. He's everything. And that day, just like every other day, blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging. But something happened that day. Something that Bartimaeus had absolutely no control over. Jesus came where he was. And when Jesus comes to the place, all the possibilities that exist simply because Jesus is there. Now, in our case, of course, Jesus is omnipresent. So there is always hope. But Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Those are wonderful words because of who he is. Those are wonderful words because of what there is in him. What it is that he dispenses. In him is the forgiveness that every sinner needs. In him is the righteousness that every sinner needs. In him is the redemption, the reconciliation, and the acceptance that every sinner needs. So those are wonderful words because of who he is. Those are wonderful words because of what is in him. Those are also wonderful words because of what Jesus does. All through the Gospels, we see Jesus coming to various places. And when Jesus arrived in a place, there was hope. And when Jesus arrived in a place, he always made a difference. He made a difference in people's lives. He made a difference in people's circumstances. And all through the Gospels, we see, and for that matter, all through the Word of God, we see that Jesus would go to places of death, and places of death would become places of life. He would bring life into places of death. He could go into the darkness and bring light. He could go into places of great need, and we see it all through the Gospels, and provide whatever it was that they needed. He would go into places of great thirst and he would bring refreshment. And we see everywhere that Jesus went, he made a difference. And on this day, we see in verse 46, again, Bartimaeus is sitting by the highway side begging, but by the time we get to the end, he followed Jesus in the way. What happens in verse 52 is all because of the fact that Jesus came to the place. That's where it all began. That Jesus came to the place. And wherever Jesus went, places of affliction would become places of relief. Places of turmoil would become places of peace. Places of defeat would become places of victory. And this would be so in the case of Bartimaeus. So there he is. There's Bartimaeus. He's sitting there by the highway side begging. He hears the noise of the people. It's more than usual. He feels and he hears the excitement in the air. And he asks, what's going on? And they say, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. That is, Jesus of Nazareth is passing through our city. Bartimaeus immediately realized, remembering what he has heard concerning Jesus of Nazareth. No doubt he's heard of his miracles. No doubt he's heard how Jesus has given sight to the blind. And Bartimaeus believed. As soon as he heard those words, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by, Bartimaeus believed that this one can fix my life. Bartimaeus realized there was something wrong with his life. You didn't have to tell Bartimaeus that he was blind. He knew that. You didn't have to tell Bartimaeus that he was poor. He knew that every single day he was faced with blindness and poverty. So Bartimaeus knew. And this is the first place we have to come. You have to know that something is wrong. That is why people who do not want to be told what is wrong, there's no hope for them. There's no, you have to get there. And Bartimaeus knew that his life could be better. And Bartimaeus believed that Jesus was able to fix his life. He had heard how Jesus so graciously and mercifully helped others. And he believed that though he had nothing to offer unto Jesus Christ, and you'll notice when Bartimaeus got up and went to Christ, responding to the call of Christ, he did not take with him any of the money that he collected that day. He left all that there because none of that mattered. And Bartimaeus knew that. Bartimaeus knew he had absolutely nothing to offer unto Jesus Christ, but he believed. He believed that Jesus would be merciful and gracious to him. And he believed that Jesus was the solution to his life, that he was the solution to his blindness, that he was the solution to his poverty. Believing this, Bartimaeus, having heard that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, he immediately cries out. No one had to go up alongside of Bartimaeus and say, Bartimaeus, this is what you say. Bartimaeus, repeat after me. Wasn't necessary. And it's never necessary. When the Lord implants faith, and when the Lord causes someone to see their need, it is not necessary. It is not necessary to tell someone who's in a burning house or is drowning to cry for help. It's not necessary to tell them that. They will do that because they realize the seriousness of the situation. No one had to tell Bartimaeus what to say. Notice in verse 47, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, showing again that he knew something about Jesus, have mercy on me. He knew that he was the son of David. He knew that he was merciful. And he knew that he needed mercy. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. This is the cry of someone who realizes their desperate need. This is the cry of someone who realizes that they are unworthy, they have nothing to offer, they cannot fix their own situation. This is the cry of someone who desperately wants to be delivered. Jesus comes to the place. Now up till this time, Bartimaeus had been pleading with the passerbys. But as soon as he heard those words, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by, Bartimaeus immediately ceases and pleading with the passerbys. And now he very fervently and passionately cries out to Jesus. He realized he's no longer pleading with the passerbys because he knows that all they can do is give me temporary relief. All they can do is throw a coin in and give me some temporary relief. But Jesus is passing by. And he can give me more than temporary relief. He can fix my problem.
He can cure my blindness. He can change my life. So he's no longer pleading with the passerby. I mean, you'd be a fool to plead for the temporary when the very one who has the eternal is right there. When he began to cry out, he did not receive any encouragement from the people. They told him to be quiet. But that didn't prevent Bartimaeus from crying out even louder. And we'll leave off there. But when someone sees their need and begins to cry out to the Lord for salvation, there isn't a person on earth that can discourage them. They will cry out. They will continue to cry out. And this was the case with Bartimaeus, and we'll look at that next.